My name is Devin O'Day, and this is What's New at the Zoo with Jim Bartu.
Hey, we have a special show for you today. We're going to introduce our Wild Works animal show. So I'm not sure we need to delay anymore. We're going to kick it off with Aaron and Natalie.
These are one of our little trick holes, so that way it's dark and people that are sitting right in front, they're not having to see the backstage person all the time. He's brought up onto the bench, and then open door, release, and again, he's got his little skid pad here so that he doesn't slip. And then once he's on there, he knows to go straight up to the platform, get his first little piece of blueberry or softbill or pear, and then hop down and then do his routine. So we will actually be starting shows this weekend. So what you're going to see are a few of our animals that will be featured in a couple of our shows throughout the week. We do shows every day except for Tuesday. Me and four other trainers, actually, you never know who you might see on stage, including people and animals. We try to keep it changing up every single time. But how we get them ready every single year doesn't always happen right before shows. We actually have to do it in the off season so that they can maintain relationships with their keepers and trainers and also just be okay with large crowds. And then whenever it gets to be about January, February, we start bringing them down to the stage as soon as Zoo Illumination is broke down from being on stage so they can start getting used to this environment again. I think he just now noticed the camera. They can work on tabletops, on fence areas, but they never have to if they don't want to. Everything we do is by choice. Given positive reinforcement is our main way of training them. So we definitely let him take the time to, again, assess it, but as long as he's quick to react to the cues, if they do what we're asking them to do and participate, they get whatever is their highest value, whether it's food, whether it's time with their trainers, or tactile reinforcement, or just being out in the sun. He's more comfortable going from dark into the light, but didn't like to go light to dark. So they sit here with the crate already pre-baited, door is open, so then the host just has to pop him in. He gets his reward for being crated, and then just gets to go and hang out in the office in the air conditioning while we finish up the rest of the show in the heat.
Give Miss Aaron and Miss Natalie a big round of applause. Thank you. Thank y'all so much, and welcome to the Nashville Zoo. Are y'all having a great day? Yeah. Now, a lot of you already know that the Nashville Zoo provides world-class care to all different types of animals. We have some as big as rhinos and some as teeny tiny as little bitty frogs. But the things that we absolutely love to share with all of our amazing guests are all the things that happen behind the scenes. We actually have a lot of research and projects happening all the time as part of our Wild Works programs. So we're going to tell you a little bit about those today, introduce y'all to some fun animals. But before we begin, everybody, please welcome my co-host, Natalie, to the stage.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. Oh, we're racing.
And the one that really deserves the big hoopla, right? Everybody, this is Willow, our fuzzy co-host that cannot wait to see y'all every day. She is a Palawan binturong. Have y'all ever heard of a binturong before? No? How about a bear cat? Yeah, a few more. It's usually either or. If you've never heard of either one, that is totally fine. They get that nickname even though they're not related to bears or cats. But as you look at Willow, it's pretty obvious why they get that nickname. She has those really long whiskers, that really long tail, and they are actually amazing climbers. Yes, this is very, very cute, but it's also one of the most impressive things you're going to see at the zoo today because Willow also weighs 50 pounds. But it is a nice way to show off that really long tail. You might have noticed Natalie was using it as a handle. It is prehensile, so as they're climbing around up in those trees, they're going to wrap it around the branches and use it as a safety harness. So that's all the cat part of that nickname. The bear part comes from their ability to stand up on those hind legs.
Nice.
I know, it's really cute, right? But it also makes her able to actually grab all of her favorite things to eat. And binturongs are omnivores. And Willow is a girl after my own heart, so that means all of the food is going to get shoveled into the face, okay? No food goes unnoticed. But her favorite things to smack on, and if you have a camera, her smacking face is the most adorable.
Oh, yes.
She loves to smack on grapes, bananas, and papaya. So she does have a little bit of a sweet tooth. But the coolest thing about these animals is the way that they communicate. They are found in very dense forests over in the Philippines, and they use the way that they smell to let other animals know that they're around. And this is where it gets really fun. They smell like buttered popcorn.
I know, right? Yeah, everybody loves popcorn, right?
Yeah.
No, just wait until the end of the story before you decide how you feel about it.
Just keep in that happy place whenever I tell you they smell that way because they're covered in their own urine.
There it is.
It is the grossest part of our day, and that is saying a lot. But if you think about it, out in the wild, the smellier the better because they can use that lovely aroma to literally smear all over their territory. Here at the zoo, we joke that we don't need hair product. You just get willowed once a day, and then you can do whatever you want. It's not going to move. It's perfect.
Yeah, between that, the banana, the papaya, all the sticky fruits, there's a million different smells and all kinds of amazing textures happening.
Yeah, yeah, we absolutely smell delicious. Let's
all
just
the time
say that.
Yes. But if that was not enough for you to fall in love with Willow, hopefully this will help. She was the first female Palawan binturong born here in the United States, and she was born right here at your Nashville Zoo.
Yeah,
we're pretty proud
awesome
of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank y'all. Yes, we love showcasing lesser-known animals like Willow because whenever it comes to conservation and hopefully sparking a love and interest and that desire for y'all to run home and learn more, all animals matter, right? Not just the ones that we already know and love. And unfortunately, binturongs are considered to be vulnerable out in the wild, but a decade ago, they were actually endangered. So we are already doing huge steps to make them better in the wild just by teaching y'all and having y'all fall in love with her here at the zoo. So by all of us working together, we are turning binturongs into binturights. Hey! Thank you.
You girls having fun?
Yeah, I'm going to a key of my own pretty soon.
Me too.
Good night, Kiyoka.
Good night.
Of Murfreesboro, we're here whether you're ready or not.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Now, speaking of animals that we know and love, this next one is one I know y'all already know a little bit about, but probably you have not seen in person because they are very elusive. They hunt at night, and they fly silently. Who do you think is coming out here? An owl. That's right. Now, a lot of people already know that they fly silently, right? So they are stealth little ninjas of the night, but a lot of people do not realize that they rely just as much on their hearing to be amazing hunters. So we are going to demonstrate that today. My friend Diana has 150% accuracy, okay? And we're going to see if y'all can actually have a little bit of accuracy as owls too. So this is a sound machine that I'm going to hide in one of these baskets. Let's see, which basket should I hide in? One, two, or three? Two? Okay, we don't know each other, right? No. Okay, I'll pay you later, okay? It's fine. No. Okay, so you said two, right? Okay, so we're going to hide it in two. We're going to fluff this up so they all look the same. And I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. The way that owls hear so well They actually have feathers that go around their face that form a circle, kind of like a satellite dish, and it works the same way as if you cup your ears. So y'all can all put your owl ears on, and you can actually see that even though I'm mic'd, I'm actually going to talk lower, and it's going to get louder, right? So it's kind of cool. So be sure to pay attention to those circular feathers around her face. And the only thing about owls, though, what makes them very successful is being secretive. So loud noises, big movements tend to make them a little nervous. So all I ask for her is quiet excitement, okay? And save the applause till after she's done her behavior. Okay. Now, she is a barn owl, so where else would Diana be hanging out but this adorable barn over here? Everybody, please welcome her to the stage. Hi. Flying out without making any noise. Now, I'm going to give her a second to take this all in. And if you want, you can get your owl ears up and get ready because I'm going to go ahead and start this sound. All right, Diana, you ready to go? She's like, there is a lot of stuff out here. It's not under you. Okay, I'm going to give her a little bit of an easy one here. We're going to bump it up just a little bit. What do you think? Nicely done. Good girl. Pretty cool, right? Yeah. I'm almost ready to bump her up to 180% accuracy because she is never wrong. It takes her a little bit to commit, but once she does. And the awesome thing, she actually weighs just over a pound, but a barn owl like Diana actually takes down 700 to 1,000 mice every single year. And we have them right here in our own backyard. So what do y'all think of Diana? Awesome, right? Thank you. Now, we do have another native coming out here next, and this is one I guarantee a lot of y'all have seen in the wild, but you might not realize how much they're out there moving and grooving
and being adorable. So this is my friend Squirt. Squirt is an eastern box turtle. Has anyone seen a box turtle before? A few of you? Okay. Well, for those who haven't or those who just want a really adorable turtle near your face, I'm going to bring her around so you can take a closer look at her because box turtles are actually an amazing species and the subject of an awesome study we're doing right here at the Nashville Zoo. Our reptile keepers are actually tracking the box turtles that live here on zoo grounds to learn more about their nesting behaviors and things like that, because even though a lot of you said you've seen them before, it may surprise you to learn that they are considered a vulnerable species.
Yeah, that's definitely been the part of this research that has been super surprising, because I don't know about y'all, but I see box turtles crossing the road, I see them in my backyard and out in the woods all the time. So whenever we found out that their numbers were actually going down, we all wanted to jump in and help.
Absolutely. It is usually the adults that we see out and about, but often it's the babies, the nests, and the eggs that are in most need of protection from urban predators like raccoons and crows, but also, unfortunately, from human involvement as well.
Yeah, and in case we have any future zookeepers or junior scientists trying to figure out how in the world do you track a box turtle, they're buried like half the year. We got y'all covered. This is called a telemetry, and the turtles wear it like a little backpack, so it goes right on their shell, just like that, so it does not impede them from digging or moving around. And this is where y'all come in. We need help from everybody that visits the zoo, because as you're making your way around the zoo, if you come across an eastern box turtle with or without a tracker, just make sure that a keeper knows so we can get them tagged for this research, because it's time to celebrate, y'all.
Every day, y'all. No, it is. It is definitely time to celebrate because we have found in the last 2 years over 100 individual turtles here on zoo property. And this past year, we actually found baby box turtles. And if you're thinking that a baby box turtle is adorable, you are correct. They are very, very adorable. But box turtles also serve a really important job. They have a really important job in our ecosystem. They are seed dispersers. So they spend a lot of time eating fruits, like my friend Jane here. And when those seeds pass through their body, they pass through unharmed. And they actually end up back in the forest pre-fertilized as these animals move through the forest. The biggest difference is obviously Jane is a bird, but she also comes from Africa. So she is a silvery-cheeked hornbill. You can see those beautiful silver cheeks and that massive bill that she gets her name from. Now, the cool thing about that is that the top of it is actually hollow. So it helps to amplify her voice in the forest and help her be heard by her buddies. And that's important because you can actually hear her from about a half a mile away, which is pretty impressive. The other half of that beak helps her hammer in and out of the nest that she makes in the tree cavities, as well as helps her find her food. And you might notice that she can fly, but maybe doesn't look the most comfortable as she's flying all the time. And that's okay, because these guys spend more time bouncing around, hopping around through the forest than they do typically flying. And I like to, we're going to see if she can show off her really beautiful big flight here. Got a big half a grape over here. Nicely done, Jane. Get a grape. But our favorite part is what I like to call the hornbill hop. It's when she leaves stage. It's pretty adorable. One of my all-time favorites. Anybody a big fan of Jane today? Love it. Love it. So she is pretty special to us. She's actually 27 years old this year. These guys can live into their 50s, and so we're hoping that you'll be able to come back and see her for many, many more years. But it's always fun to get to introduce her to people. She's a little picky about her people sometimes, so I always feel honored to be able to be out here with her and with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're always talking about me, right?
Yes. Always.
Always. Okay, so we're going to go from a big hopper to a small hopper. This one's found in South America. This is one of my favorites. But I'm going to need a couple of adult volunteers before I bring him out. I have a few already pre-picked. I'm going to go ahead and need you in the red, you in the check. Miss Devin, if you want to come on down. And then I need, there's some parameters, though. You have to be an adult, you have to be okay with birds, and you have to have closed-toed shoes. Okay? Are you sure? Because you're being voluntold. Okay. Let's see. Okay, come on down here. Let's, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jim, if you want to come down, you're more than welcome. Sir, you can come on down. You can come on down. How many is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. One last one. Come on down here, sir. You up there? Yeah, in the gray. Come on down. Okay, give our volunteers a big round of applause. It's not easy being down here. Okay. Now, we're going to have everybody come up right here. Well, let me see. I got a lot of volunteers. I got overzealous. Okay, everybody back up a little bit. That's perfect. I know. Hold hands up. Turn around. I'm going to have you scooch down just a little bit. Okay, perfect. 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 Let me get you to go a little bit closer. I'm going to put my hands on y'all. Or is that okay? I should have asked that already. Okay. Now, all I need, as Natalie was saying about Jane, they hop through the trees. So y'all are going to be my forest. Aren't they a wonderful looking forest? Yes. So all I need y'all to do is put your hands out like this, and I'm going to ask you if you don't mind just pulling your sleeves up. I think your sleeves are going to be okay, but yours are a little loose, so we'll just go a little bit higher. Again, I'm so sorry. Okay, and he's just going to actually hop, 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 hop to show off how they make their way through the forest, okay? Everybody good? Okay, y'all can relax. I can take your mic from you, Miss Devin, if you want. Okay. Now, y'all can relax. You're good. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce my friend. His name is Petrie, and he is a green Arisari. Hi, buddy. Yep, like I said, he's really, really cute. He is in the toucan family. You want to come on over here? Come on, Pete. Pete, Pete, Pete. He's like, there are so many people. Now, these guys are found in South America, and they do have those really large beaks, just like a lot of other toucans. And come on, buddy. Their hips are actually fused to their legs, and that is the main reason why they cannot actually move them independently of each other. All right, Forrest, go ahead and get your arms up. Petrie, you ready to be adorable? You want to go through the forest? There we go. We're hopping, we're hopping, we're hopping. Oh, my goodness. He goes, oh, I have a friend. There we go. Oh, my God, that was adorable, right? Good job, honey. He's going to show off his blueberry. There we go. And that is actually one of the main reasons why we have to have closed-toed shoes now, because last year there was a lovely lady that had all of her toes painted blue. Wonderful. He thought there were 10 amazing, huge blueberries. And he said, oh my gosh, I must eat them all. So we just don't do that anymore, right? Are you going to leave the stage now? Maybe. He goes, if anybody needs pictures, this is our star of our show. Yeah. He is about 12 years old now, and he's been with us since day one. Now, all of our trees, you probably got a really good look at his beak. The really cool thing, they actually have serrated edges on his beak. Come here. And that is a way for him to protect himself. And even though he loves blueberries, they're also able to eat small mammals that a lot of people do not realize. Where are you going? Come on. I need you to leave now. We have one more animal. Come on. Okay. This is what happens. Animal training 101. You always teach your animals that the crate is amazing. You want to go in the crate? Maybe. Yes. Okay. Trees, y'all hang out for a second, okay? I've got some out here. Because we have one more gift, because y'all were amazing, and I'm so glad that he did not fertilize any of y'all, but we have the gift of sanitation, okay? So there you go. Oh, you're good? Okay. Thank you. Y'all were amazing. Everybody, one last applause for our amazing forest. Y'all can go ahead and have a seat. Thank you. Thank you.
So Busy Bee is a very close-knit family. We fight just like every family does. We have arguments, but we always come out with a solution to the problems. We don't just fight about what we want, we fight about what customers need. We want to make sure that every customer we go to is more than satisfied. And that doesn't just start whenever we show up at their door, that starts when we show up every day at work. We want to make sure that we are serving our customers to the best of our ability.
Do we have any cat fans in the audience? Yeah. You might have noticed if you follow us on any social media, we do have a few new additions to our tiger family. We have three new cubs. We don't know when they're going to be going out on exhibit, so continue to keep your eyes out for that. Now, we've got cougars. We have an amazing breeding program with our clouded leopards. We're super successful with that. Really, really proud of that. But here at the show, we actually have a smaller species of cat, but he is still a predator. And one of the things that they like to hunt are small mammals. And we do have a lot of small mammals throughout the audience. So tall people, y'all got me, right? Y'all got it. It's under control. Yeah. So we're going to bring out my friend. His name is Zane, and he is a caracal. And caracals are, like I mentioned, a small species of cat. They're usually about 35 pounds. And if you've never seen one in person, get yourselves ready because it's pretty awesome, yeah. Now, caracals like Zane are found in Africa, up into the Middle East, and over into parts of Asia. So they do have a very wide range and a lot of different habitats that they are naturally found in. So that tan coat that he's got and those ear tufts are all going to help him blend into his surroundings because, as I mentioned, even though he's small, they're going to hunt anything and everything they're large enough to bring down, whether that's small mammals, reptiles, or birds. So we do have a wiffle bird here. This is part of Zane's training because no live birds want to participate. I don't know why, but we're gonna let y'all in on another little training secret. And if you have cats at home, I can't guarantee that this will help, but maybe it'll inspire you. Okay, Zaney, you want to show off your jumping? Hi. Now, first of all, he's going to show off a few natural behaviors and make sure that the area is all clear. That's why he does those circles. And once he sees that it is all clear, he's going to actually sit down. Right? Nope, he's like, I need another circle. So they're doing the circles out in the wild to gauge that the distance is doable because he doesn't want to exceed all the calories to come away unsuccessful for his hunt. You want to jump? Because out in the wild, he's got one chance, right? Here at the zoo, he's got more than one. He's got that's his practice. Yeah, no jump. We're in spring training, right? So no, a little bit of grace. Yeah. Okay, Zaney, you ready? You going to jump? You got this, buddy. That was pretty good, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to try one more because that was actually amazing. Zany. Come on. I'm going to have you do one more, buddy. And you'll notice that Natalie is rewarding him every time that he does it. And that is a way for him to know he had a successful hunt. Come on, buddy. You got this. Oh. He's like, I do love the look around, though, where he's like, I did good, right? You did something. That is true. Yes. You got it, buddy. Will you jump? Oh. I know. He has added the parkour on his own. So I have to be sure I am stable whenever he's getting ready to jump because I never know where he's going to hit me. All right, Zane, you got this. Zany boy. And you can see those ears working because that's the other thing that makes him successful out in the wild. No sound, almost like Diana, goes unnoticed. You want to jump? I'll give him that. That was pretty good, right? What do y'all think of Zane? Yeah. Those are two very, very good jumps. Now, he is actually only four. He's going to be four in May. And believe it or not, they can jump 10 feet straight up in the air. So that was about 5.5. Still impressive. I can't do that. I don't know about y'all. I'm not going to be jumping 5.5 feet for anything. But as he's going through the summer, you're actually, if you come back and watch him, last summer he was almost 9 feet consistently by the time September rolled around. So he's got plenty of time. But the other good news, I don't know about y'all, but it doesn't matter if they're 35 pounds, if they're 400 pounds, if they're 20 pounds. A cat is a cat. They're going to lay in boxes. You can't get them to do anything they don't want to do, and everything is a scratching post. Yep. So this is pretty much just a large piece of furniture for him. But it is a nice way to show off. Again, everybody kind of forgets because he is so socialized that he is still a wild animal. So all of our training is mainly for his safety and y'all's safety, and we actually do a lot of training for our... Hi, buddy. So much training is happening right now. Hi. Do you want to target? Good job. How about we target all the way backstage? You want to target? Good. Y'all, I'll be right back. Okay. Come on, Zany. Good. Right here. Nope. Let's go. Zaners, will you target? It's okay. Done. Okay. Wild animals, right? Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Yes. Y'all are seeing all the training. And again, take that home. You're welcome. Now you know how to handle your cats, right? No. No. Believe me, my cats at home are not trained at all. Anyway, all these animals that you met today, actually just by sitting here with us today, y'all are helping them out because the National Zoo partners with Cheetah Conservation Fund over in Africa to help out caracals, lions, and cheetahs out in the wild. Like I mentioned, we have tons of Wild Works programs. So just by sitting here, all of our ticket proceeds go right back into all those programs and more. So give yourselves a huge round of applause because we seriously appreciate y'all because we could not do it without you.
All right. Another round of applause for Aaron, the great improviser, and Natalie. And all her animal friends, big round of applause. Great job, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are so glad that we have our show, What's New at the Zoo, and we have some very important sponsors. First of all, one that's not here is Mr. Martin Herr from Kia of Murfreesboro. And we have our Busy Bee family, our Busy Bee. All right. And then Mr. Scott Frith from Advertising Solutions. So our Busy Bee Heating and Cooling family and our Advertising Solutions family, we all thank you for being a part of what we're doing today. And thank you for being at Extravaganzoo. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.